educational technology can certainly enhance the various instructional methods just by providing different tools and resources that will support our learners' needs and also support the objectives of what we're teaching. So when we think about cooperative learning, everyone in those groups are working toward those common goals, but how they're going to reach those goals are going to look different. And that's where assistive technology can support reaching those goals. That's why it's so essential that we're setting up our classroom culture in a way that supports all of our learners and in a safe place for our students to use those technologies that they need to get to that common goal. So that could be different technology like real-time communication and collaboration, where all of our students are working on projects and assignments together. And then we think about the instructional method of being teacher directed. That could be using presentation software, interactive displays, or educational videos. Students can watch those videos as slow as they need, as fast as they need, have the transcripts. And then when we think about independent practice, that could be whatever learning management system we're using, ensuring that it's accessible so students can work on that independently and having access to all those materials. That could be different learning software that's being used for students to be able to independently access that instruction instead of just sitting and getting when they oftentimes lose attention and focus. So that could be online quizzes that have those self-assessment tools in there where they can get that immediate feedback. If we think about using a method of questioning, we have to consider the processing time. Some of our students' processing time may be longer than others, and we have to think, what are we measuring? Are we measuring their ability to respond to the question fast, or we really want them to be able to show what they know in a way and it's time that they learn best? So we can do that with videos, and students can watch them as many times as they need and respond a different way on a back channel that they're using. Maybe they're contributing to a discussion board. Maybe we're using a flipped classroom where students can go access the videos, the lectures as many times as they want. They're on the learning management system, and then they can go into class and really spend that time on work. So when we think about technology, and UDL is not just about our students, but it's also about our educators, and those cohesively together can really create that meaningful and effective learning experiences for both our learners and our educators.